Jack heard knocking on his door. Teddy and Kathleen were knocking. They were calling to him. He had to help them save Penny. Jack tried to cross his room, but his legs wouldn't move. He couldn't get to the door. The knocking grew louder. "Jack?" his dad called. Jack opened his eyes. Where was he? "Jack, get up, school," came his dad's voice. What a dream, thought Jack. He quickly sat up in bed. He'd overslept. "Jack, are you awake?" said his dad, peeking into his room. "Yep, thanks, Dad," said Jack. "Better hurry," said Jack's dad. He closed the door. Jack hopped out of bed. Where's Annie? He wondered. They had planned to go to the treehouse before school. Today was the day to find the fourth thing to save Penny. Jack pulled on his jeans and a t-shirt and rushed out of his room. Annie charged out of her room at the same moment. We overslept, she said. No kidding, said Jack. Hurry, we have to get to the treehouse before school starts. I know, said Annie. Annie and Jack charged down the steps. They rushed into the kitchen. Good morning, sleepyheads, their mom said. You have just enough time for breakfast. I made you egg sandwiches. Thanks, Mom, said Jack. But would you mind if we take them with us? We have to head to school early. We have a special project. You guys really seem to love school, their dad said. Yep, school's great, said Jack. Their mom wrapped up their sandwiches and put them in a paper bag. She handed the bag to Annie. You two have a good day, she said. Thanks, Mom, said Annie. Jack and Annie hurried to the front door and stepped outside into the moist spring air. We have exactly 25 minutes before we have to head to school, Jack said. No problem, said Annie. Hold on. She put their sandwiches in Jack's backpack. Okay, let's go. They raced across their yard and charged up the sidewalk. They ran across the street and headed into the Frog Creek woods. They ran between trees full of new green leaves until they came to the tallest oak. The magic treehouse was high up in the branches. Annie grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed. Inside the treehouse, they both sat on the floor, catching their breath. Whew! It's all still here, gasped Annie. Dusty rays of morning light shone through the treehouse window onto the three things they'd already found to help Teddy and Kathleen. A rose carved out of an emerald from India, a dried white and yellow flower from the Swiss Alps, and a goose feather quill pen from President Abraham Lincoln. I hope Teddy and Kathleen were able to translate the last part of the rhyme, said Jack. Do we have a new note? They both looked around the treehouse. Ha-ha, said Annie. She pointed to a book and a small scroll lying in the corner. Jack picked up the book and Annie grabbed the scroll. Interesting, said Jack. He showed the cover of the book to Annie. Cool, China, said Annie. Travel guide, Southwest China. We've been there before, said Jack. Remember the emperor who burned the books and tried to have us killed? That was more than 2,000 years ago, said Annie. Maybe we're going to a different time now. Annie unrolled their scroll and read aloud. Dear Jack and Annie, we haven't yet finished translating the last lines of the secret rhyme to reverse the statue spell Teddy cast on Penny. But we do know the fourth object we need to break the spell, and we know that it can be found in Southwest China. It is a healthy food, grainy and good, baked with love, tough as wood, round in shape, the color of sand, given to those who have lost their land. Once you have found the last object, please hurry to Camelot. Morgan and Merlin will return by break of day tomorrow. Teddy and Kathleen. Healthy food in China? Said Annie. That shouldn't be hard to find. But don't you think it sounds kind of weird? Said Jack. How can anyone eat something that's tough as wood? Good question, said Annie. But we'll have fun looking for it. I love the food we get with Mom and Dad at Chinatown Palace, don't you?
Yeah, but, said Jack.
Okay, said Annie. Now, did Teddy and Kathleen send a potion or anything else magical to help us?
Jack looked around the treehouse again.
There, he said.
A small glass bottle glinted in a shadowy corner. Jack picked it up, and he and Annie stepped to the window and read the writing on the bottle's label.
Use only once. Take one sip and grow to 5 times your size. The magic lasts for 1 hour.
5 times our size? Said Jack. That would make us about as tall as a house.
Talk about weird, said Annie.
Yeah, but it actually sounds like fun, said Jack.
More fun than when we became teeny tiny in India? Asked Annie. After we saw the cobras?
Lots more, said Jack, especially if we have to get away from cobras again.
He put the rhyme in the tiny bottle into his backpack, then took a deep breath.
Okay, all set?
Ready, said Annie.
Jack pointed to the cover of the guidebook.
I wish we could go there, he said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.